Ash, battle at the box. That was some effort. Were you happy with your performance?
I think we obviously we would have been happier if we had won. I think we've come a long way from obviously a 22 deficit last time we played Storm at London Live. So there was definitely improvements, but we definitely would have been happier with win.
Did you feel that Storm were a little bit more intense than what they were a few weeks earlier than London Live, or are you always going to expect that type of game?
I think always going to expect that type of game. I think, though, we played to our strengths a little bit better rather than and close down their strength, which is obviously Megan at the back, a little bit more, but that takes a full seven players to help close that down. Like, it's not just the defenders or the goalkeeper that job it is. It's all seven players creating that pressure.
It's been quite surprising, the fact that Mavs are at the wrong end of the table this season. Anything in particular that surprised you about the season?
Not really. I think we just struggle from week to week to find consistency. And I think in a league that is so competitive now, you can't have lapses or you can't have bad quarters. You can't have bad 5 minutes during a quarter because it shows in the end. So I think we just struggled more with the consistency. And I think that proves, you know, we've only had the same starting seven for probably about four or five games. Other than that, we've been changing our starting seven, and that just comes down to the way we're training, which is a good environment because we're all still pushing each other, and it's good to obviously know that everyone is training at the same level, but I think it just comes down to the consistency in the way we're performing.
I mean, I wouldn't even say you were relying on the youth, because when it's worked really well, hasn't it?
Yeah, and credit to the young girls. They've stepped up this season. I mean, especially Zara and Sophie L, you haven't been able to take them off the court. They have probably been two of the strongest team players. And, yeah, I think we just... I'm going to come back to that word consistency, because we can string a good half, but then we have a lapse in the third or the fourth, or we string a good first quarter, have a lapse in the second quarter, and, yeah, we just can't afford to do that.
How have you seen the likes of Sophie and Zara develop?
Oh, they've come along in leaps and bounds, and I think they, if you asked them at the start of the year if they would have been playing, they probably would have said no, but it just shows that with the support around them that they, you know, these young players can step up if they're just given the opportunity to.
I mean, we've spoken about Keisha in the past, but how important is that other experienced player?
So important. I think, I mean, the young players aren't going to develop without that experience and without the support of the older players. And I think it just shows that, the coaches are trusting the young players. And I think that comes through with the senior players obviously supporting the young players as well. And I think... yeah, it's a revolving door. So, you know, we help them, they help us. It goes back and forth.
I mean, I'd still class Lindsay and you and Sophie and that, so I don't want you to feel left out. Experienced youth, we'll call that.
Yeah.
The run-in is going to be Lightning away, Thunder at home and Stars away. So it's one of them where, again, it doesn't matter what team it is, it's going to be a tricky run-in. Last couple of games?
Yeah, I mean, Loughborough have only lost one game. So, I mean, they're absolutely on point this season. And I think their structures and their commitment to each other, respect on and off the court, is impeccable. And that's why they're sitting at the top of the table with only one loss. Then we obviously face Thunder, who have been just an absolute consistent, well-oiled machine, I think. And then, obviously, Seven Stars, which we hope we can obviously get another win against the Friday that we go to Worcester. And then, obviously, we finish in Glasgow on the 1st of June. So, yeah, hopefully another couple of wins to come, but definitely four competitive games to come.
Well, throughout the season, though, I mean, the crowds at the Sports Village have been massively supportive, and they've stayed behind afterwards to get autographs, that kind of thing. That's given you a boost on the court and throughout those tricky fixtures, shall we say?
Yeah, I mean, the crowd always plays a part. I think, well, back at home, we always call them the eighth player. So I mean, if we've got an eighth player on the court, then I think it does make a massive difference.
Final four. Do you reckon Bath might have edged Storm out?
I'm not completely sure. I've only watched a bit of last night's game because we actually had training late last night. So I think the top three are well positioned. I think the next two or three, I mean, Sirens could still be in the mix if they obviously win the rest of their games as well and rely on someone else to lose. I just think it's between the next three, it's going to be a race to the end.